double bomb blast in Iraq has increased fears there'll be more violence ahead of elections in January. At least 100 people are dead and more than 500 injured after two car bombs exploded only minutes apart near government buildings in Baghdad. The buildings were destroyed and cars on the street were incinerated. So far, no group has claimed credit for the attack. The opposition is pushing the government to reveal the details of any deal with the Indonesian government on asylum seekers. 78 Sri Lankan asylum seekers on an Australian customs ship are expected to arrive at an Australian-funded detention centre in Indonesia today. The government is being called on to reveal how much money it's planning to give Indonesia for such centres. There's been violence in the area of the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem after clashes between Israeli police and Palestinians. The Palestinians mostly threw rocks and the police replied with stun grenades. 21 people were hurt and at least 15 were arrested. And Australia has taken a 1-0 lead in the seven-match one-day cricket series against India. The Australians won Game 1 in Vadodara by 4 runs. India scored 8 for 288 in reply to Australia's 8 for 292. More news later.